Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Janice Scanlon, and I had charges 3 months in a row for $60-some from your company. And the girl said it was for some pots and pan drawing or something like that. Well, I never did that. Why would I pay $67 to be in a drawing? Hello?
I'm here, ma'am. And just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
Janice Scanlon, 3831 Autumn Fern Terrace, Sarasota, Florida, 34243.
Thank you, and just bear with me one moment. It's still loading up. Okay, so I see that you entered a sweepstakes for a cookware, pots and pans on October 6th, paying $574.
What's $574, Ron?
Okay, so this is when you enter the sweepstakes for cookware, pots, and pans on October 6th.
Yeah. But why would I pay $60-some to be in a sweepstake?
So do you recall doing that survey for the pots and pans?
Nope.
Okay, so this was a sweepstakes offer where you only had to pay the $574 to enter. And in the terms and conditions, it stated that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $67.32, which will start the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store online.
Well, I never received any of that.
Could you verify your email address?
I don't need pots and pans to begin with. J P A R I S H Scanlon Scanlon at gmail.com.
And do you have a Yahoo account?
Yeah, Joseph Scanlon 30@yahoo.com.
Okay, so your email address, the phone number you called in on, your name and your shipping address all matches. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just wanted to make sure that you don't recall doing any surveys for cookware, paying
$574. Nope.
Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have did this, then we can't proceed with that fraud investigation.
Yeah, but what? I can't see. I think you people are the hoax in this whole deal. $67 for 3 months in a row for a sweepstakes drawing?
Correct. The $67.32 buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store online.
Well, I've never gotten any gift card or anything like that. If you had my name and address and my money, where's the gift card? All I want is my money refunded.
Okay, so would you like to proceed with the fraud investigation, ma'am?
Huh?
Would you like to proceed with the fraud investigation?
Well, yeah, go right ahead, because I didn't do that.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credits pending the investigation, and if it comes back as a true case of fraud, you should see it within 3 to 5 business days. And just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with the cancellation number. Yeah, I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me one more moment.
Okay.
Okay, so the cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
2632. 86. 186.
That's the number the other girl gave me. So are you going to refund my money?
Yes, ma'am, and if it comes back as a true case of fraud, you should see it within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I could do for you?
That's it.
Yeah, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.